Blog Talk Radio. To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, January 17th, 2015. Yes, we are already 17 days into 2015, and we're talking about how you get grown in 2015. I am Zara Green, your host. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr. I'm not going to waste any time. I'm just going to bring him on in here. Come on and say hello to the good people.
Happy Self-Love Saturday. And also a salute to all of you making a difference, doing something of meaning this Martin Luther King holiday weekend. We are glad to have you in the Grown Zone. I think the time you're spending here with us is an action of meaning
yes.
and significance for your life and the lives of those you're in relationship with. So we're glad to have you. Newcomers to the Grown Zone, mark your calendars. You should be here every Saturday at 12 noon. You won't regret it, 12 noon Eastern, of course, different times and different time zones.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all of you who have been part of the Team Grown Zone for the last now year.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with us. Thanks
yeah.
for bringing other people along. And we're taking it to even a higher level as we move deeper into 2015.
Yes, we are. All right. This show is part two of what it really means to love yourself. Part one, for those of you who were on last week, we've been hearing from you. We know you were impacted. And for those of you who have not heard it, then you know you can listen on demand. So go back, listen to that show, because we're moving on today. before we get to the next one, though, baby, I want to just do a little bit of acknowledgments.
Okay,
for those of you who don't know, we've got a book out. It is Loving in the Grown Zone. And we're hearing from you. The reviews are coming in. And so many of you have already written reviews. If you haven't been, then go to Amazon.com and look up Loving in the Grown Zone and check out the book, y'all, because while we're giving some good stuff here, then you need to have that book, because it really is more like a reference book, so you can have some reference points throughout life when you find yourself in different situations.
Let me echo Zara in thanking those, and we haven't even really been doing our formal promotion of the book until last week, but who've already gone on the site, on Amazon in particular, left great reviews. We're averaging a 5-star review rating so far. And so thank you to those who've already left reviews. And for those who've been impacted by the book, who've read it and purchased it already, please go to Amazon.com or BalboaPress.com or BarnesandNoble.com and let other people know how the book is impacting you and you're thinking about healthy love and relationships. Also, you want to go to GrownZone.com. You want to sign up for get on our mailing list. You'll get a bunch of benefits, including our weekly newsletter, where you can stay up to date on our public appearances, our media appearances. We got a lot of stuff, great stuff coming up, particularly in the first quarter of the new year, related to the book and other things that we're offering. And you'll get invited to our
private
Facebook group, where we get deep on the show, but we get real deep with our group. And really helping each other, not just me and Zara helping you, but us helping each other to really move deeper into the Grown Zone. So go to GrownZone.com. You'll learn everything you need to know. A lot of exciting things coming up, and you want to be a part of it.
All right. Okay, I think we can move on now. last week, okay, there were three things that we really went through in defining so that we could apply them to four more things. So those three things are that you need to always be giving yourself these three things. Your former self needs these three things from you on a regular basis. And whenever you're feeling some kind of way about you, then you need to remember that somewhere you need tenderness, forgiveness, or acceptance. To give yourself tenderness, and we really defined this last week, to give yourself tenderness really means that you are loving yourself and appreciating yourself and encouraging yourself. So always be tender with you. Forgiveness, no criticisms, okay?
No criticism of self.
And I had to be checked this week on that myself, y'all. So even when you think you got it, life in all of its awesomeness will continue to show you ways that you can continue to love self. Okay, and in that whole criticism space, well, in all the spaces, but that's the one I was checked on this week. No guilt. Guilt is a wasted energy. It really, really is.
It's negative.
It's negative and it does you no good. But you have to have some other stuff to replace guilt with. That's why we continue to teach in the Grown Zone. In forgiving of self, then that also means that you are not punishing you for anything. Anything of your past, you are not punishing you. That also means that you are protecting you from others who wish to punish you. All right?
Okay. And some of the people who love you or purport to, who are closest to you, are the ones who are most committed to punishing you for your past choices.
Mm-hmm. I know about that, too. Okay. And the last one is acceptance. What you need from your former self needs from you all the time and your current self is acceptance. Acceptance of all of you. What you consider the good, what you consider the bad, and what you consider the ugly. Okay?
Yeah, I just tweeted something right before we started the show that from my Alfred Edmond Jr. account. I did retweet it from the Grown Zone account. That really speaks to what we mean by acceptance and what Zara's talking about in terms of what it means to love yourself, what it takes to love yourself. If you can't look into the mirror and say, I love you and I accept you just as you are, with no ifs, ands, or buts, you need to be in the Grown Zone. Anybody you know who can't look in the mirror and say, I love and accept myself just as I am, without adding ifs and ands and buts, they need to be in the Grown Zone. You need to embrace unconditional love and acceptance of self.
Now we went through a whole lot of that last week. I'm telling you, go listen to that show, because we're not just about saying love yourself. We're telling you how to do that. So in the area of body image, all the things that how you treat your body, how you allow others to treat or violate your body,
your powers of procreation,
Powers of procreation, your choices of the things that you do for your body or to your body, even how you adorn or lack,
right,
fail to adorn or cover or any of those things.
Some of you guys treat the outside of your bodies like it's a castle or a mansion and the inside like a condemned building.
Hmm.
It's not just what you dress it up with and what kind of makeup you put on it and what kind of shoes you put on it. It's what you put into it tells you about whether you're a self-loving of your own body.
All right. Okay, so applying tenderness, forgiveness, and acceptance to these areas of life, your body, your money, your home, and your heart. We've covered body. This week, and we're going to see how far we get, because we thought we'd get further last week than we did. That's why we've got a part two. This is where we're covering money. And when we talk about money, and, of course, whenever we talk about money, then I although I'm the host of the show, I get in the passenger side because the money man is on the phone. So they're on the line. There's no need for me to be trying to drive. So babe, I'm going to – when we talk about money and the different areas of money and how what we can actively do to prove and to show and to demonstrate – self-loving choices, then I turn that over to you.
Well, and Zara's right. You know, in my other roles of life and my other pursuits professionally and otherwise, I am passionate about money. I am the host of Money Matters, which is a daily syndicated feature for American Urban Radio Networks. Many of you know me as an executive and business and financial expert for Black Enterprise. But here's the deal of why the money issue is a big one for us in the Grown Zone. We get into our money problems not because we don't know the difference between a stock and a bond, and we don't know, you know. Yeah, you can go to any financial website, including blackenterprise.com, and learn how to get your credit score and all that stuff. But the truth is, most of the horrible mistakes we make about money is due to a lack of self-love and poor decision-making driven by relationships, meaning we try to use money to buy love. We try to use money to control other people. We try to use money to fill a void within ourselves of self-love, using money to self-indulge in self-love.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about tenderness, forgiveness, and acceptance, that also means looking at your money decisions by the Grown Zone standard of, am I making decisions that are healthy for me or unhealthy for me? I want to direct your attention to a post at GrownZone.com. You can go look at it now. You can do it after the show. Called 8 Money Moves You Should Never Make for Love.
Go read that post.
Go read that post. Because unfortunately, or fortunately, if it makes you wake up, you're going to see yourself in that post. I know I look at that post, and I lived out at least six of those 8 things.
Not with me.
No, my baby's good to me and good for me. So, but I'm not going to go through all 8 because we definitely want you to go to GrownZone.com and read them for yourself. But I'm just going to name 2 of the things that we do that are really acts of foolery, financial foolery, supposedly in the name of love. Because we think love gives us an excuse to just throw caution to the wind and throw money to the winds because it's all about being in love and it doesn't matter.
Lord have mercy. I'm trying my best to hold my peace.
Do not co-sign.
Come on.
Do not be help somebody buy their car, get somebody your credit card, because you love them and supposedly your partners and you're becoming financially bonded to one another before you've established that the relationship is a healthy one that's going to be healthy for you. But we do it all the time. You see it all the time. Watch any television court show about people that used to date or used to screw, and now they're in court because the one that was getting screwed physically found out they were getting screwed financially as well.
Come on. I want to slow that down for just a moment. Y'all. When you intertwine your money or hand your money over because you're being led by your heart instead of making logical decisions with your beautiful brain, because you really do just trade your brains for a box of rocks when it comes to love.
Or led by your penis instead of your brain.
Led by your penis instead of your brain. Absolutely. Either way.
Mm-hmm.
And you really do need to slow it down because you will get screwed, and it's usually because you have given up your body anyway, and now you all confused and feel like you got to give up your money, or you may as well
give up your money.
Okay, I'm going to sit back down.
Give up access to your financial health.
Mm-hmm.
Co-sign for things. Buy things. Spend money on, and again, this is non-gender specific.
That's right.
You think she's fine, you think she's all that, and you think your job is to dress her up and give her all the bling she wants because you think somehow that's going to help you control her, keep her. There's a thing that we do in the Grown Zone about possession consciousness and our mistaken belief that love gives us the right to possess other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we use money to try to seal that possession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a woman would say, yeah, he's my man. I got all the receipts. what's that song?
I paid him. You see that man? I paid that car he drives. I pay that note every month. Those clothes he wears. She done bought herself a man.
Y'all know the song. I'm trying to think of the name of that song.
I'm going
to
get it. Go ahead.
Yeah. But my point is, and the point of the 8 money moves you should never make for love, is that you are doing things with your money in the name of so-called love, that if this person was just the same person, but there was no emotional, sexual connection between that person, you would never think of doing it.
Come on.
You would never, if just a coworker that you had nothing to do with other than they were your coworker came up to you and said, will you co-sign for this car for me? You wouldn't say yes. If they said, oh, can you lend me $3,000, I get it back to you next week, you wouldn't say yes. But if they're screwing you, then all of us, or you want to screw them, or you want them to love you, or it's not always sexual. A lot of it is emotional neediness. You're trying to get someone else to fill a void of self-love that's inside you, and you're trying to get someone else to fill it for you. And you think because you have money and they have needs that if you provide for their financial needs, they will fulfill your emotional needs.
Can I give an example of that?
Absolutely, baby.
Because we know many people like this, and we talk about it a lot. People who... And these are usually people who say, people are always taking advantage of me.
Yes.
You know, when I'm nice to people, this is how they treat me. Again, they've traded their brilliant brains in for a box of rocks, because somebody's asking you for something and you have it does not mean you have to relinquish your stuff or your ability to reason.
Yes.
So you don't cast aside your ability to reason because somebody else has a need. Okay.
And if they're again, other than minors, and I mean your minors, not everybody else's minors. It's not your job, and that we cover that in the eight money moves you shouldn't make for love. It's not your job to supply the needs of an adult dependent.
That's right.
And many of you will supply the needs of an adult dependent. We're not going to mention any names, but, you know, there are women who go into the penitentiary every day.
Yes, indeed.
Because they know that man is locked behind bars, and if she can get him, he is totally dependent on her, at least while he's behind bars.
Lord have mercy.
Will marry the man in prison, provide for all of his needs, and also fool herself into believing that that somehow will obligate him to be loyal to her once he gets out.
And until he gets on his feet and finds some other
fool. What he needs, or multiple fools. he is using you, and you are allowing it because you have convinced yourself that money will create the dependence that will make that person love you.
Here's a really ridiculous part of that. Not so much ridiculous. Let me remove that word. It's not ridiculous. It's that people who do that don't even realize that it's a self-love deficit.
Exactly.
They don't know that it's a self-love deficit because they wouldn't consciously make those kinds of decisions. They're being led by the subconscious that is directing them because the strongest part of that says, I'm not worthy of anything else.
Yes.
I'm not worthy of anything more. And we are, our decisions are more subconscious when we're not in a space of awareness that of what we're attracting. When you're not aware of what stuff of your magnet, because we're all magnets, when we're not aware of our magnets, and that's the self-awareness to draw the kinds of stuff that you've drawn into your life, because whatever is there, you've drawn it. All right, I'm going to take a break right now. That might be a little heavy.
Well, here's the bottom line. Whether you have suffering and pain, or whether you have joy and blessings, it's all based on what you believe you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
What you believe in your heart of hearts. I talked about looking into the mirror earlier in the show, that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you want or what you say you want, you will not accept any more than you believe that you deserve.
Sure won't.
So if you are struggling and you haven't gotten rid of guilt, shame, criticism, the voices of others in your head telling you that you ain't this and you ain't that and you're too much of this and too much of that, if you don't cleanse that gunk, those weeds that we talked about last week out of your garden, that gunk out of your system, then no matter what you say you want, you say you want a good, healthy relationships, but the part of you that says you're not worthy of that will always reject that, not even see that, and you will choose and gravitate to and attract what you believe you deserve.
That's what happens, and that's why changes have to come, and you have to be the one to make those changes, because everything that's happening in your world is a result of how you think, the decisions you're making, and we're telling you that a change can come, but it has to come because you look at the man in the mirror.
Song break.
Look, songs really do. Music needs to be more than, you know, lick 'em up and down and all that kind of crap. Because as for those of you who think it's just freedom of speech and it's all just words, well, those words are what's directing your life. And when you're going to choose some music, then make it some theme song kind of stuff. So if you need to make some changes, then I suggest this one right here. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, and cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet does know.
Got it? We're making changes. And the only way to make changes, I'm talking all change, that everybody wants to talk about helping, you know, to end world whatever. when all of that starts with you. It's what you do in your life that impacts the world.
It's the source of your power. The source of your power to change anything is in you. You were born with everything you ever needed to fulfill your purpose and your destiny and your goals and your objectives for what you were created for. And we're constantly being taught and told to look outside of ourselves, to other people, to other things, to clothes, to hair, to money, to pastors, to food, to drink, to makeup, to that scent, that car will do it for you. Mm. Those shoes will do it for you. And we're chasing, or that man or that woman, or the right man or the right woman, or the love and desire of those men and women will give you your power, and your power starts inside you, the man or woman in the mirror. Another thing I've been tweeting the last couple of days, it is impossible to love anyone else, even one person, if you do not love yourself.
Yes.
It's impossible.
And it's easy to, once you're in relationships and they continue to fail.
Right.
And you know, not be successful. There are some relationships that just ought to end. So I don't like calling them failed relationships necessarily, because you're learning something, or you should be learning something from each one. And if you're really smart, then you're learning how you need to do something better each time. And every time you leave a relationship, then if you haven't made this commitment, then make this commitment, and I'm telling you, you will be better as a result. Make the commitment that if you decide you're going to get in a relationship with somebody, then they are going to be better off when you leave them than they were when you got there. And I mean from a personal growth perspective. You are not going to leave those people mentally or emotionally damaged.
Here's the grown zone standard for all relationships, not just romantic ones. It's not good or bad. It's not godly or ungodly, even though I think our standard correlates to that. It's healthy or unhealthy.
That's it.
If it's an unhealthy relationship, it should change.
Period.
And change might mean it should end.
Yes.
And we don't mean change someday. If it's unhealthy, it must change immediately or it must end immediately.
Well,
and too many of us are holding on to unhealthy relationships, using our bodies, using our money, with the two areas we've covered so far, and we'll get into home and heart. We're using those things to hold on to and sustain unhealthy relationships, expecting a bad tree to bear good fruit.
And it just can't. A house built on sand ain't gonna last. Well, we've broken down what the sand, what the foundation needs to be. We've talked about, and that's why you stay in the grown zone, because you keep hearing this stuff repeatedly, and it starts to help you to change. You can't change without new information. You can't change without something really resonating in your soul that says this is a truth for me that I can now grab hold of and really start to make some major changes in my life. So, y'all, okay, we're down to less than 2 minutes left. And we've got home and heart that we really need to cover. And so that means we're certainly going into
part three
of the show. But we're and home, y'all, come back here next week, because when we talk about giving yourself tenderness, forgiveness, and acceptance in the area of your home, then it's not just your current home. It's the homes that you have been in throughout your life where you have not had physical safety and security, and you have to forgive everything around that circumstance. You have to forgive you have to have tenderness with everything and everybody around that circumstance, and you have to, good, bad, or ugly, come to the place that you accept it, because accepting it is the only way to embrace it and move through it.
So when we say home and your responsibility to guard access to it, we're talking about guarding your physical safety. Your home is supposed to be a sanctuary, and just not any old joker should be brought up into it.
That joker don't have agenda.
Exactly.
You need to be very careful about your selections, about the space where you lay your head. Okay? All right, and then we're going to cover heart as well, because that's about emotional security.
Yes.
And emotional security, it really breaks my heart that it's not a priority an absolute priority for everybody.
It's really the most important one.
It's
the foundation
most important.
Of all
that's,
of them.
That's where all your psychological stuff rests. It's the reasons you even have all these vices and other stuff. Okay? All right, we don't have no more time.
Go to GrownZone.com, get on the mailing list, stay on top of this, and spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. For those of you who are already in GrownZone, our private GrownZone group, then that's where on Facebook, that's where we're going right
we'll
now
there,
so
yep.
we can talk about this, okay? Go ahead and start some conversations, and we're going to join you. Until next time, y'all, live and love
in the GrownZone.
Bye for now.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be.
I choose
to be authentic in everything. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making